Blog Talk Radio.
I think we are. We're a borough apart. Welcome, people, to She's Raising the Bar, Blog Talk Radio. We are back doing a remote show. We are not in the studio. This is the first time back after what seems to be, at least since the
forever.
Last time we did a show, it just seems, you know, and it wasn't that long ago, but it just seems like the world turned inside out. You know, it just seems like the world as we knew it is really, you know, the natural landscaping of things has definitely changed. And we broadcast live from New York, and I think I speak for everybody in the United States and portions of Europe that are going through what we're going through, which I was laughing the other day. This is like the zombie apocalypse. This is exactly what it's like. Stores are closed, people have become shut-ins, and we are relying on each other to bring out the best in humanity, you know, and not dwell on what we don't have, but let's celebrate what we do have and we're together, and that's all that matters right now. What say
yeah,
you?
I've been saying that the Earth is teaching us a lesson, sending us to our rooms to think about all the bad we've done. And contemplate
yeah, right.
of all the bad that, you know, us humans do to each other, to the earth,
and to
the animals. I mean, it's terrible. It's really bad. And now we can't do any of that anymore right now. And hopefully we've
and it's
learned
funny
our lesson
because
after this.
What's interesting is, you know, and you were even saying this to me yesterday, that gas prices have gone down, and I think everybody can see that.
I saw gas at Costco for $1.75. I haven't seen that since the 80s. Okay, $1.75, and I was happy with $1.95.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Yeah, look, like with anything that happens, there's going to be a profit margin, and there's also going to be something that we lose. So let's just focus on, the smog going down. There's less cars on the road, and, you know, price is going to go down. And there's going to be things that we reap from this, and we might not see it now. Yeah,
we're in a renewal right now. That's what's going on. A renewal for everything.
And I think we press the reset button, and we have to take stock and look at the things that are really important. And it's not necessarily everything that, you know, it's not about money's coming in at this point, because I think everybody's pretty much bottomed out. Everybody's, you know, out of work for temporary, for long term. And I think we're all speaking the same language as far as that's concerned. And I think this is going to be the great equalizer. Because it's funny that we look at these reality shows, and we look at the high money profiles, and we're looking at the people that are doing well because they're making billions a year, and so on and so forth. And now the unsung heroes are going to be the people that rush into the hospitals. The nurses, the doctors, the healthcare workers, the people that
the grocery workers,
the policemen.
That's right. I mean, how about the grocery workers are the new heroes now?
The truckers. What about the truckers? I mean, the Teamsters. I mean, they're coming in. They're bringing the stocks. So this is going to change, I think, the veneer of a lot of things that we look at. I think it's going to change the way we look at each other. I think it's probably what was pretty much overdue. But let me, you know, people just tuning in for the first time, welcome aboard. Let me just, you know, introduce cast of characters. And this is the way I used to do it. I used to say, sitting to my left and always close to my heart. But now I'm going to say, always close to my heart, but across the Verrazano Bridge is a lovely Elise Ziegelman.
Oh,
and always
writing.
Good.
What?
Give
what?
Us a big, I'll give,
you,
I'll give
you're
us both
introduce
a big,
yourself too?
No, I'm going to give you a clap. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
If I could get it. I'm going to give you a clap, honey. It's not working.
You know I have to. You know.
How about that? How about that?
I think
sweetheart?
I'm going to have to take that soundboard over.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. What's that for you? Go ahead, sweetheart. I got it ready for me. Just introduce me.
And across the west side of the Verrazano Bridge is the lovely Lori Towers. Woohoo!
Yeah. There we go.
I'm gonna cling to that.
You know what, sweetheart? Yes. Salute. Today.
Yep. There you go.
Today we are the show is entitled "Pour Me a Dry Quarantini," because that's where most of us are. We're quarantined to our homes, not maybe as seriously as that, but most people were encouraged to stay inside unless you absolutely have to be out. So that's why I thought this was going to be a great. And you know, it's funny because liquor stores are now considered essential. Because think about this. You're in the house. What do you do? You know, you either decide, you know, I'm gonna learn to drink, I'm gonna learn to make a drink or something creative. I mean, most people are you know, cooking indoors, cooking in their homes as opposed to going to restaurants. And I think that the same thing goes for drinking. People are like looking up, how do I make this drink that I, you know, go to a restaurant and get? So we're being as creative as possible.
I just hope it's not like early in the morning so I can last out the day.
No. Well, you know what? The truth is, you know, one of our friends actually said the other day that she was 9 o'clock and she felt like she had to have a drink. And I said, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. But you know what? Honestly, drinking that early, you know, that's probably not the best thing. But you know what? Look forward to that.
How many times have you always said you could always have whatever you want for breakfast? So it's the same thing.
You know what?
I
tend to think that alcohol going through your liver that early in the morning is probably not the best. So you know what? If you're thinking about that drink and you're thinking about making it, certainly, you know, a cocktail, 5 o'clock, that's okay. You know, maybe 4 o'clock before dinner, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But 9 o'clock in the morning, I can't get on board with that. You and I have thrown a few back. I can't get on board with a 9 o'clock cocktail. Nope, sorry. The Irish in me is not that Irish. You know what I'm saying?
10 o'clock, right?
I don't know. That's still, I think it's too early in the day for me. 12:30, right. You know, 1 o'clock, that's okay. And before that, it's just, that's, you know, that's something that I think crosses the line. That's just my opinion.
So tell me, what are you filling up your time with in this chaos?
You know something, my PR firm is doing gratis PR for businesses that are having a hard time staying afloat, which is most, or are not going to gain the traction that they normally would have after all this is over. And, you know, God knows I don't know when this is going to be over. So what we're trying to do is, you know, I was talking to a client the other day and I was saying, even if nothing sticks, even if we don't create a campaign that generates money right now, which it probably won't, it gives people hope that it can. Mm-hmm. It gives people hope that, you know, we can, you know, resuscitate a business that's, you know, dwindling a little bit. And that's, you know, again, as long as I'm creative, I'm fine. And you? Well, you know what you're doing.
Basically, you know, I've been going out on the days that are nice out, taking my pictures, you know, enjoying the nature around me. And basically, you know, I go online, learn a lot of stuff about photography. You got to keep yourself busy. If you don't keep yourself busy,
you do.
You're going to go nuts. You really can. I can't watch TV that much.
Yeah.
I only watch TV in the evening. Mm-hmm. I've been reading a lot. You know, just doing stuff now, you know, like after this, I'm going to clean out my daughter's room. Done a lot of cleaning
mm-hmm.
out, which now that we have the time, that's what we're doing. It's, you know, put the time into use.
And you know what? It's funny because cleaning really is very therapeutic, isn't it? I mean, cleaning, people just, I know a lot of people that they get frustrated and they clean. So there is something that triggers, refueling, regenerating. There's something that cleaning does that a lot of people that I know, when they get upset, they clean, which I don't think is a bad thing. I mean, it's certainly not going to hurt.
No, it's not. But it's not for me. It's just not for me.
But you know what?
Don't like it.
It's funny because, you know, this morning, I mean, we have to look out for our elderly and this. And I think if that's nothing that, if we didn't learn that, we learned something from this.
Of course.
And my mother-in-law is upstairs. And, you know, she's bored. And, you know, so this morning, all our promos from the show, I went upstairs and I said, Ma, do you have a green olive? And I always pull her into my hijinks, very much the way I do with you. And she said,
mm-hmm.
no. I said, because I need it for my martini. I'm not making an actual martini, but I'm putting water in a martini glass. And I need a green olive. So she didn't have it. But, you know, I'm trying to keep her in, you know, feeling, because she can't really go out. And so I'm just trying to make her feel involved in things and like something is happening. And it's not just getting up during the day, watching TV and going to sleep. So, my sister-in-law, who's probably listening now, hey, Jane. My sister-in-law, Jane, is a nurse. And I always, you know, and now, of course, we have to tap into, you know, the nurses and the doctors that we have in our family or
sure.
friends. And I said to her, can I take our mother-in-law out for a walk tomorrow? Because I don't really, it's like I have to take her for a walk. But, and she said, you know, for anybody who's listening, you can. It's got to be short term. If you come into contact with other people, certainly the six foot distance is what's appropriate. And if you're going into a store with her, or him, or whatever the elderly person in your life is, a scarf around the mouth, you know. And that's it. And that's the world we live in. But the sick but good news is there's nothing open. So if you're walking,
mm-hmm.
you're just really walking in your neighborhood, and you're talking,
mm-hmm.
and it's just about the time you're spending together and time out of the house. And I think time out of the house, even if it's limited, it's so necessary now. It really is so necessary.
It's just so important now. I mean, I see families that are getting together,
mm-hmm.
going out. I've seen families picnicking, bringing lunch outside, sitting at the picnic
yeah.
benches. I see them walking the beaches. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
I see them biking together. I haven't seen this in
mm-hmm.
such a long time. I really haven't.
I know.
And now to create that bond after all these years is
mm-hmm.
such a good thing to see and a good feeling, you know? Because
know.
We lose it. We really lose it in everyday craziness, you know, between, you know, social media or watching TV or going to work or going to the stores. Shopping,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera. It's just so nice to see family bonding that you
yeah,
don't see.
I
agree. You haven't seen in such a long time. I mean, I've been out in the parks every day, and it's just they're packed. There was one park I couldn't
yeah.
even park my car in. That's how packed
wow.
they are. It's just amazing to see how many people are out there being together. I mean, you know,
see, no,
you could
I'm,
be together
I'm,
when you're a family because you're quarantined together.
Sure.
So,
see, I hope what
nice
I hope
thing.
Doesn't happen is, and you know, I was out. What day was it really nice? Was it Sunday that we had that 70 degree day and it was just beautiful? And
mm-hmm.
I was out and we're walking past a basketball court and there was about 12 people. I mean, there was a lot of people out. And again, if we're exercising the potency of the 6 foot distance, obviously, you can't play basketball and have that. You just,
no,
it's just, it's
no.
impossible.
And that's why the governor said it's banned right now. You can't do that.
And what the cops, unfortunately, are going to have the dirty work of handing out you know, the notices saying, you know, oh, coming out with loudspeakers, you have to leave. You can't. And that's really, I think, what's going to be, that's what's going to change the tone a little bit when you're walking and you hear, you know, and it's not going to be their fault. They have to, you know, create a less dense population. So it's not their fault that they have to go in there and break up, you know, a basketball game, a soccer game. But it's gonna dampen things a little bit when you're sitting there maybe in a couple or with your children, and then all of a sudden you hear you have to disperse, blah, blah, blah. It is going to change things a little bit. I mean, I wish people would just do this on their own, but that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Right. What I'm wondering is if it's, I mean, I know it's really bad for the elderly, and, you know, Cuomo said this also. It's just, you know, if we get it, we'll get over it. We'll get, you know, it's just like if we get a cold.
Of course.
It'll play out for a couple of days. You'll feel better, and then you go back out. Same thing with the flu. You feel like garbage. You get better, and you go out. It's the same thing. The only thing we have to really worry about is the elderly. And why
exactly
they come out with this vaccine like they do for the flu and they do for anything. I mean, there is no cure for the common cold. I mean, it just plays out. And the same thing with the flu.
Right.
You get a flu shot, it prevents you.
Yeah.
I want to know what is the big thing with this virus, you know? I mean, I understand that, you know, you need a ventilator if you're really bad. But a lot of people don't need the ventilators, you know? It's just, my personal opinion, I could be 1,000% wrong. I think they're really doing it too much to the max. Too much. I mean, blowing it out of proportion as usual.
You know,
you're going to get sick and you'll get better. And if you're better, you go out. You can't get the virus again.
And you let
so
in the truth is, I have to say that I'm sure all of us have been exposed. I know I have people that flew in to see me from all over the world. I'm sure I was exposed to it. And I probably have the antibody. I'm sure I never showed symptoms, but I guarantee you that my body was able to fight it and resolve it on its own. As I'm sure
everybody
yours was,
is different
and most
for that
people,
too. Yeah,
exactly. Well, but the thing is, I think the normal population can, you know, maybe have a few minor symptoms here and there, but resolve it on their own. But it's the immunocompromised people, the people that just got off chemotherapy, the elderly, the very young,
right.
You know, diabetics, people with features that leave them in an area of vulnerability. That's the difference because it's got one feature that we don't recognize, and when it gets into a final stage, that's where we lose people. And again,
right,
if
exactly.
you look at the statistics, if 50,000 people have it or they're testing positive, and I'm not minimizing the amount of people dying, 600 die, and I'm not saying that that doesn't matter because, look, anybody who passes matters to somebody and all of us.
Of course it does. But I'm just saying,
but
in general, those 600 are the old
exactly.
and the sickly.
Or the
that's
very
what
young.
You're trying to say,
you
right?
Know,
right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Or the very young, you know, and again, little babies under two, of course. But that's the whole thing. But, you know, and again, I would never want his job, but Cuomo is doing an amazing job with something that
yes,
we haven't known.
I have to say,
and
he
we're
is.
All
he really is.
We're groping in the dark. We don't really know what's going on or what it's going to be. We just know it's here, and it's going to take some time to stop. And that's all we know.
I know.
You know?
That's the truth. And you know, yesterday, to have everything back and running by Easter time.
It can't happen.
Which,
it can't
you know what? It can't
it's a
happen.
Nice thought.
It's,
I would love that. Listen. I would love that. It can't happen.
The economy is going to go down, down, down. And I told you, he's all about the economy. And he'll do his best to get that back up. That's the only thing
you
good
know
about this guy.
The truth is, what president doesn't want a thriving economy? I can't even look. I'm not a fan, but I'm not going to say that that's wrong. Of course, you want your country to thrive. You want, without, you know, certain, you want the stock market to constantly be, you know, in a bull tone. You want that. But I can't see it happening by Easter. I got to be honest with you. It happens by the mid May. that we could go back to work and live life, that would be surprising. That would be surprising. Mm-hmm. I think it might be a little bit more lenient once we get a finger on the pulse of these things. But I don't see it happening by Easter. Easter is what, 3 weeks? I'm trying to think, 3 weeks away? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. April.
Yeah.
I
don't see
it
happening.
I have to tell you the truth.
I'd love it.
We'll see. We'll see. But everything, you know, with this medical supplies, it's all about the bidding war and the money. And this is where, what happened to humanity? What happened to people losing their lives? It's all about the bidding war? Is that what we're talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
That's most important, that we have to give more money than everybody else to get what we need because people are dying? I mean, that I cannot comprehend to me. Never can.
No.
You're so worried
about
people dying. Let's get the material and let's get the medical supplies for them.
I know that you were probably watching the Cuomo's conference, and the sad thing is, the reporters asking questions aren't properly mic'd, so you can't hear what the questions are. You just can hear his response. And one person asked, and this is what I'm grappling with. This is what I'm gathering. He or she said, was if this is only killing off 8% of the population, how can we close down an entire economy for that? And his answer was wonderful, because every life is precious. My mother is precious. My great uncle is precious. All our elderly, all our young are precious. So if you're telling me to choose what life should go or not, no life should go. And I think that was a beautiful way. He didn't respond in a way like I would have been like, how the hell could you say that? But
it was like prompt for this, but it's all coming from his heart, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And,
that's the thing.
It's just, who do we choose? That we'll throw the elderly to the vultures? I mean, we can't do that, you know? It's like we can't say that, well, I'm more important than somebody who's 80. No, we can't. Mm-hmm. We can't say things like that. We just can't.
No.
And that's why I think, you know, and I've even told you, I've had my problems with him. There were certain things, as with any politician, that I'll disagree with. But for the most part, he is really ramping up some brownie points. He's really taking this, and he's going to make himself, I mean, I'm seeing hashtag President Cuomo all over Facebook. So he's making a lot
of
friends where
him.
He didn't have any.
No, definitely. It's so funny because yesterday I ran into this older man. He had to be in his late 70s. And he was, I was following this bird, and he was sitting there in his chair watching the same bird, and he was shooting also. So he goes, let's just keep social distancing. And he was an old man. I wouldn't even get close to him.
Yeah, of course.
But he got into how he really, really, you know, respects Cuomo now. He was never a good big fan of his, but he respects him so much right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well,
but you know
forget.
What? Well, I'm going to change the subject a little more to who gets more regards into this than the regular average person? Because, you know, my husband, Steve, he's a huge Met fan. Syndergaard needs Tommy John surgery to play this year. So they're trying to make it say that it's not elective surgery, that he needs to have this prompt. But it is elective surgery, okay? And they're going to probably go forward with it because he's a celebrity and he's, you know, high up there. So where do they draw the line here? Where do they draw the line where it's fair and it's not fair? Because everybody has to be in the same boat.
Okay.
Everybody.
Now, if you remember, this had to be, my God, probably 30 years ago. Mickey Mantle needed a transplant. It was liver. And he was on he was pushed to the front of the waiting list. And there was this whole backlash because he was a known alcoholic. And people were saying, okay, this man, and I'm not saying he deserved to die, but the thing is, the man really, you know, he drank probably since he was 15 and a lot. So what about this child who just got it, you know, just, you know, by fault of nature, You know, why would he get it over her or him, or me or you, who just happened to have a bad luck of the draw? But he was pushed to the front of the line.
Yeah,
so
you know how many people wait online for those things?
There was a 2-year waiting list, and he got it in 2 months. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where do we draw the line on this?
I'm going to tell you, we never do it with celebrities. Yeah, but you know something? And this is one thing that maybe could change things. When it comes to celebrity status, we kind of back off and we kind of lean in and let them get in front of us online. That's what we do, and that's got to stop. Because let's be serious.
I would never allow it.
Well, I mean, how many games do you think are there going to be this year? Any? Don't think
they're,
so.
They're going to play, but they won't play in front of an audience.
Now,
the same thing with wrestling. They're performing in front of nobody.
The show must go. That's our hashtag, by the way. Thank you for leading into that. Hashtag the show must go on. But how much? They can't be getting the same dollars in. They can't be. So, I mean, honestly, if you're
going to
look at it, well, you know,
stadiums.
That's exactly right. So if there's any leniency towards this, it should be now, because you know what? You're not going to make $50 billion on a game. So what's the problem?
No.
Let this guy wait.
Well, the economy
is going to
be a domino effect. Everybody, he doesn't have to play. It's not important. Sorry.
That's exactly right. But unfortunately, celebrities will always get, you know, and this will happen any place. They could cut a line in Macy's. They could do what they want in Saks. This is how it happens. And we have to stop letting it.
Yeah, but who have to stop letting it? Who are we to stop it? We're nobody compared to other people in higher places. Do you understand?
Well, you know what? I always say, if there's a precedent set, people, you know, it's just like if there's an argument on a train or something, and one person steps up and says something, there's more of a chance for the next person
that everybody
to stand
will
up and the next person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So one person has to be the one to say, you know what? No, you can't do that. No, you get behind me.
Right.
And that,
because
no one wants to be the first one.
No, of course not. But you know what? I'm always going to stick up for the underdog. And I always say, you know, I'm always going to protect that person. But there was, I mean, going back to the baseball player, there was, you know, it was a radio show he was listening to this morning. And everybody was calling up saying, you know, he doesn't deserve to get electric surgery. Nobody else is. And these are fans.
Everybody's
on the same boat. You know?
Yeah. That's the thing. And you know what?
Come on, we got to be humans.
If I were him, I would say, I'm not going to have it. Let somebody else. There's somebody.
Right.
Let me tell you something. We're also supposed to be getting checks for $1,000, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not accepting mine. I'm sending mine back. I don't need it. Give it to somebody who does. Give it to the single mother, the single father.
So funny, Steve.
I don't need it. I'm not accepting it. Why would I?
Mm-hmm.
There but for the grace of God. One day maybe I'll need it, but right now I don't. I'm not going
to
accept it.
There's no reason I should.
Sure you can. I'm not going to accept it. I'll send it back.
A lot of people are saying, send it to me.
I'm sure they are. And you know what? If you need it and you honestly need it, cash it. You know, I'll sign it over for you, but it's not going to be me.
Give it to a donation. That's what you do.
I know a lot of people are probably amping up. You know, anybody who can is amping up, because people start, even if it's $10. So, but you know, as much as I know the animals need it, I know there are a lot of people feeding children, and they're just not going to make ends meet. So use it. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for me to have that. You know?
I'd rather give
and
to
most
the
people. Well, I mean, I still do give to the animals, but
no,
I'm just saying. But I know that
they're the ones that have no voice.
Of course.
And a lot of people
and everybody
are in a bad situation usually started out in a bad situation, you know?
And you know something? Well, kids sometimes, I mean, I'm not going to make any judgment on parenting, but kids sometimes are just born into a situation that they have no control over and they didn't
vote
for.
They have no control of. They have no voice either.
So I want to make sure those kids are getting lunches, getting dinners, getting breakfasts, getting whatever they need. So however that has to be divided, let my check do that. And also a good point you made, I was reading the other day that a lot of people, there's this new thing that people are thinking that you could get coronavirus from animals. And I've been looking at, there is no way this is transmittable. People are dropping off their dogs and their cats at shelters. There is no way that that can happen. Mayo just bit their journal. Hang on to your dogs. If you can't feed them, that's a different story. But don't give them up, because they're not going to give you anything. Your cats are not going to give you anything. Your birds are not going to give you anything. So don't do that. People are just freaking out and, you know, getting rid of anything they think is an expenditure. And that's, I think, what's really happening.
Very true.
Don't do that. Hang on to your babies. Feed your babies, you know. And, you know, even if you have, and well, you and I, we have multiple pets. You know, I have three cats. You have two cats, birds. And, you know, even if you
I
can't,
hear the birds.
Just, you know, you hear them, the love birds,
hear
and
the birds.
Popcorn. That's it. They're there. They're like, what's mommy doing here? And what is she saying? But, just.
It's so funny. Is your animal, like, looking at you saying, what is going on? Because every day is so different now for them. They see that we're home every day. And usually when I come home from the gym, of course they do. I usually come home from the gym and I give them a little snack. Not that they need it because they're so fat. But now they, you know, it's just like they're not used to that. So I give it to them anyway. Yeah. So now they're coming down at a certain time. They even know a time for me to give it to them. But they're loving it.
I was telling you what was interesting and, you know, veterinarians are considered essential and they're open. But what was interesting is, and you know this, a couple of weeks ago, my Freddie had some sort of blockage and I rushed him to the vets and he's absolutely fine. And they did a wonderful examination and made him pet of the day, blah, 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 blah. I could brag about that forever. But the next day, no, 2 days later, I had to go back and get the rest of his medication that was delivered there.
Right.
I get there, they wouldn't even let me in. I walked up the ramp, and I see people standing there waiting with their pets. And I thought it was strange, rang the bell. They called me on my phone to tell me, we have the medication here. It's going to cost, you know, whatever it costs, and we'll do it over the phone, and then we'll hand it to you. And that's exactly what they did. They were handing animals through, you know, opening the door, handing people their animals and taking animals. They were not letting people in. And I went, what the frig? And that was the first sign. That was the first sign that things were going to an area that we never saw. You know?
I know. I remember when that happened.
Weird.
You told me. I said, this is it. It's going to happen.
And you know what? The funny thing was, I think I saw you. We had a photo shoot the Friday of that week.
Friday.
Remember that? We had
that was before the whole
Alicia. Right. That's exactly right. And it wasn't quite there yet. There was this little bit more of a somber tone to everything.
Well,
but it wasn't
they closed
quite,
the restaurants. They closed everything
exactly
else. But it was quiet around. It was quiet.
It was quiet, but it didn't get weird yet. I think the following Monday, it was just, oh my God, I don't recognize this anymore.
Yeah, lockdown.
Yeah, and you and I were even saying it's just like it's weird because from 1 week to the other week, it feels like years have passed. You know,
I tell you, I'm dying to go into the city and walk around because I hate crowds. Mm-hmm. It's perfect time now, right now, to go into the city.
Oh yeah,
not that I want to go visit anything. I'm gonna go around, walk around, take pictures. It's a perfect time.
Did you see the pictures of Times Square?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Totally
I've never seen it emptied like that. Even like when people say it's 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning. No, it's never been that.
No,
it's never been that
empty.
Not at all. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, it's
just
like
really
surreal.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And what I've been telling people is, the people that can do it, do curbside, you know, solicit your favorite restaurants. You can't go in, but maybe you could take out. Try to keep them in business as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
The people that can't, don't do it. Go to your favorite restaurant, curbside service, call in. You know, again, you're not going to get the same, you're not going to get drinks. Your bill is not going to be as beefed up as it usually is, but it's something.
Mm-hmm.
So try to do that. Try to, everybody, mm-hmm. try to get out and in and out. Get out of your car, get the food, go back home. You know,
but you know what?
And
a lot of restaurants closed up anyway, because even if they had curbside or takeout, because it's
mm-hmm.
just not worth the brick and mortar just to
yeah.
open for
yeah.
three or four calls they'll get a day. So there
yeah.
a lot, because we tried a couple of our favorite restaurants and they're closed.
Mm-hmm.
You would be shocked;
yeah.
they're totally
yeah.
closed. They don't want to, like, you know, spend the money for everything else, electricity. There's a lot to keep a store open, especially a restaurant.
You know, a lot of people don't want to be away from their families. A lot of people don't want to deal
right.
with the public, you know, and that,
well, they don't want the
that
people
makes
to come
perfect
in,
sense.
You know, get a virus.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's just.
That's exactly
you're
right.
You're not safe anywhere you go, but it was like that before.
Yeah.
You're not safe anywhere you go.
I know.
You could pick up anything.
This put a very different spin on everything, and that's it. It's changing the natural veneer of things that we knew. You know, that's.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time to get past this, because there's still going to be this underlying paranoia. There's still going to be people that rush themselves to a hospital with you know, a fever. That could just be anything. If the flu is going to happen, a cold is going to happen, allergies are going to happen. But we're not going to look at them the same way for a very long time. And that's
no.
what's, I think, going to be the scariest thing, you know?
And, I know the masks are necessary and all that, but I would never
mm-hmm.
wear a mask. I mean, I would never wear a mask. I mean, people are walking in the park with masks. You're not close to people.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
What was interesting yesterday, and I'm not minimizing this. John and I are walking, and Shore Parkway, and if anybody's a Brooklynite, you know, Shore Road is just beautiful. You're right by the water. And there's a lot of, you know the area, there's a lot of these
mm-hmm.
beautiful, it's like a little hamlet. And there are people, these little houses by the water. And there's this one lady who was elderly, I'd say over 70, talking to somebody from a car. And this guy is sitting in the car, and he has a window. He's not even going near her. And it's like, you know, it just seemed like this is the way it is.
That's
she probably
funny.
Normally would have.
Funny.
That's it. But she was standing there, and she was talking. She was in her muumuu, and she's talking. And I'm realizing that this is. He knew, okay, I'm not going to get, he was about in his 40s, I'm not going to get that close to her. And she knew not to step outside. So they're having this conversation back and forth, and this has become the new norm,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is,
it's going to be, like
gonna
this
be
for a little bit.
This is life as we know it for, you know, as long as, but it's true, as long as. Yeah, as long as it's going to be. That's
all
there is to it.
Like everything else. Every year it's something different. Every year.
I think it's going to be a little. I think it's going to be some time. I think that
right.
we'll be back to work probably in a couple of months. But I think the hysteria, you know, again, that's going to take
the problem.
People
the hysteria
a while.
Goes crazy. You know,
yeah.
it's just so crazy with the hysteria. It's just like,
yeah,
like we just discussed before, we're really not at risk it out for us. The elderly
we're not,
and
no,
the
we're
young,
not. Yes,
they're at risk. So what are you getting hysterical for? I mean,
well,
come
you know,
on.
Go ahead, finish.
Go ahead. No.
I was going to say, I think, and again, our frontline defense here are the doctors and the nurses that are inundated
yeah,
with
working
this
overtime
constantly
for
all day.
Sure.
And now, nurses can't find babysitters for their kids because
mm-hmm.
nobody
around
wants
to take care of them. And who
well,
wants
not
to have a
that.
Nurse's kid to watch?
That's exactly
you know
right. That's
they're
the sad
exposed
reality.
To it. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
I have a
that,
client that works in the ER, and I said to mm-hmm. her, I said, we're going to put this off for a while. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
she's in it every day.
Right,
every
exactly.
day. So I said,
and
no.
the truth is, she probably is fine because she probably already was subject to it, created antibodies, and she's probably okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she comes in contact with a baby or the elderly. Okay, then what? See, that's the whole thing. It's the people, you know, because it's funny that my sister-in-law, Jane, is involved in this. She's a nurse, and she's involved in this. And we couldn't go over there with my mother-in-law and have Easter or Palm Sunday because of this. And
mm-hmm.
my mother-in-law's like, well, why can't I? You can't. And the truth is, the only way of telling people, you know, again, who don't really quite understand what's going on here, I said to her, Ma, you go into a hospital, you will stay there and no one could visit you. End of story. Because once you're in a hospital, we can't come to see you. So if you're in there 2 weeks, you're 2 weeks on your own. And that's it. So,
and
like
speaking of hospitals/home,
mm-hmm.
Have you FaceTimed with your father-in-law? Because I know he's in a home.
I feel bad for the staff there. And thank you for asking. They wanted to initiate the FaceTime or whatever. They just, you know, they have all these people, and they have three floors of people. It's probably one of the best in Brooklyn, but they haven't been able to get the technology up to where they can do that. And I'm going to have to say, if we don't have some type of face-to-face with him on some level,
I'm
very frightened of what's going to happen the next time we do go. How far is he going to he's in the later stages of dementia. Is he going to be communicative? Is he going to be verbal? I mean, what's going to happen?
My father.
Yeah.
Right. I totally get it. My father hasn't left the bed yet. Hasn't left
the
bed yet.
And your sister can't see him. Your sister can't see him, right?
Totally
blocked
out.
When was the last time she did?
Before she went to Amsterdam.
Right.
When she got back,
everything
got closed down, shut down. And she feels horrible. You know?
Yeah. It's really, you know, the truth is, and I understand, you know, these poor people are overwhelmed and they have jobs that I would never want. But there's got to be a way to make their job easier by letting the people that are residents there see their loved ones. Because people have to be very confused and very, you know, obstinate and angry.
And they don't
understand. These things that happens when you're separated from loved ones and you don't see familiar faces. So try to get this up and running because it's going to make your jobs easier, a lot easier.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
And you know what's sad is that, you know, since we haven't seen them in such a long time, we're going to see the decline really bad.
That's exactly right. That's
It's going to be more hurtful for us.
Oh, you know, I think to myself every day, please don't let anything happen
it's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. Can you have a funeral? I mean, you could have a funeral, but you can't hug people. You can't say, I'm sorry. You can't shake hands. You can't do anything.
No. You can have a funeral with just the immediate
family. You can't show
emotion.
Family. Yeah.
No. You could do it with immediate family. You can't have other visitors. I think graveside, I mean, it's such a morbid topic, but I think graveside, you can have people being the appropriate distance, and it's outdoors.
Right.
But as far as inside, it's just the immediate family. And I guarantee you that it'll be, if there's a lot of immediate family, they're going to have to dissect it by blood immediate family. So in other words, in-laws might not be allowed in. You know, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, that they're going to have to make the line in the sand somewhere. So I'm sure it'll be that, which is horrible.
Yeah,
so,
it's not a good time to die.
No, it's not. My bright star, no.
No.
Not a good time to
die. It's the truth.
The fireside chat with Elite Siegelman. Thank you very much, Elite.
But it's the truth. I mean, you know, you can't even show emotion. You can't do anything.
No.
You can't have somebody hug you because you're down. You know?
You know what? I know lines are going to be crossed because, honestly, if you see somebody, you're going to – it's natural instinct. You will hug somebody. You will go – I mean, it's going to change things a little bit. Maybe you won't hug as long, but it's just a natural reflex. And I don't think that there's any going to be a sheriff in a funeral parlor telling you, no, break it up, kids. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
So but that's the whole thing.
We'll see what the future holds for all of us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's day by day. But the truth is, I've been telling people, try to eat better. Try to exercise every day. Try to get out in the sunlight, even if it's just sitting on your porch or sitting on your stoop the way we did in Brooklyn, sit on your stoop, just to see people, just to see, get air on your, because you just
go
only
outside,
so much TV you could watch.
It's free, and there's just so much to see outside. There's beauty right outside your door. I say it every
That's
day.
Exactly
go
right.
out and embrace the beauty. Especially this time of year, you see the cherry blossoms outside growing. You see the trees coming back to life. The birds are back out singing. Go out, enjoy it. And then you forget about what's happening. Because if you're sitting in the house, it's just a constant reminder of what's happening.
Yeah. And you resent it more. If you have things to do in the house, that's great. But not everybody can keep themselves busy. But just getting out and just... Even if it's a neighbor that's walking past you and they're enough of a distance away, you could talk to them and just...
Of course you can.
If you bitch and moan to them, that's fine. This is normal. I mean, people at this point want to complain to other people, you know? And that's therapeutic in itself, you know? Just getting it out, just venting is very therapeutic, you know? Who should we have on
talking
this?
Talking to
you. You know what I think I'd like Tammy Lee, because Tammy Lee Webb, who is a very good friend of the show, is doing, I don't know if you get her live streams, every day she's doing, because she would teach in a gym in her valley, and she's just doing these live streams of everything, of different body parts every day. We'll have her come on to share.
Yeah.
I know she might even be listening today.
And she's positive.
And,
you know, I would love to have positive
she
people.
She is positive.
On.
She is positive. And I think that's what we should do, just get people who are, you know, invested in health, figuring out different ways of doing this, because, you know, we got to figure it out. And if we never saw that health is the most important thing in life, we're seeing it now.
That's
true. We're seeing it now, you know, and I always say I mean to sound like this, but I love going to hospitals as a visitor, you know, always as a visitor. And you're the same thing. The last time you were in a hospital, you gave birth. So you were never either.
I was in the hospital for ambulatory when I had that stuff, you know, that ablation, that was it.
Yes. I remember that. Yes.
That was it.
That was you home. Yeah, but you were home.
Yeah,
it wasn't like an overnight two-day stay or anything
like
that. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but you know, and we hate to sound like this, but this is what a lifetime with 30 years of working out does, and eating well too, not just working out, because you could work out all you want, eat horribly, and it's going to be a very different working out, and it's going to be a very different health. So,
I have to tell you that it's been very, very hard for me to get
Go
myself
ahead.
Working out in my house, because I've never done it. And I can't do really cardio in my house because I don't have any cardio equipment. So that's, you know, but I'm not really worried about cardio because I work
enough.
Walk enough. But the motivation, I have no motivation in my house at all. And the weights aren't heavy enough. And it's just, I'm not used to it, you know. I have to be more creative in my house. I work it into it. I mean, how much could I use it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
It's just,
I know.
It's getting to me, but I'm getting used to it. But the best part is I don't have to get up early to go to the gym, because I was a crazy nut for that. It had to be the first thing in the morning for me.
Yeah.
But now, you know, I just get up and just take my time and I get it done. But I push myself. I really push myself.
What week is it for you for the gyms? I'm trying to think. 2 weeks, or was it
yesterday?
Less?
Was 1 week. Yesterday was 1 week.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you and I
closed that Monday night.
Opposites. Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. Tuesday you couldn't go. I mean, I have a Bowflex Extreme that I probably have, for, I would say, probably 16, 18 years now. And I love it, you know, and I have to spin bike. And, you know, I was never able to work out in the gym because I just want to be by myself. So it always worked out. I mean, just walk in here and it's fine. You know,
yeah,
I think that's a good,
you know, people. I miss the people, seeing
yes.
the people, you know, it's just, it's been my family for years.
Yes.
And,
yes.
you know, it's funny because I see a lot of people that, you know, I'm friends with Facebook and they work out. It's a folding chair and two dumbbells. I'm ready for mom at the gym. Here I go. Which is like funny, but we have, you know, dedication. You still do it. You have to constantly do it. You can't just drop it and go on, you know, it's impossible.
You know, I'm wondering if the sales have gone up for Total Gym and like Bowflex and things like that. I mean, Model certainly isn't in business anymore, but I'm wondering, I see all these infomercials.
Yeah,
I wonder
Models,
if more and more people are buying them. They're closing up,
I don't know, because all of them?
They're all
over
up.
Here, it's,
yeah.
we have two.
I
but,
think there's going to be, by the end of the month,
bad.
They're all, yeah, it
but
is,
they
because
don't
they
sell
have some decent stuff.
Equipment in hours.
Oh, they don't? Oh, they used
no,
to
no. They only sell
that's
well.
What
they
I'm
used
wondering.
To sell them in Sears, but Sears went out of business.
It's so funny because I was watching Tammy Lee's live stream the other day, and she had, you know, Total Gym, and she's like talking about it. And I spoke to her later. I said, "Why are you plugging something you're not getting money for?" She goes, "Oh, he's a friend of mine. I know the guy." So because I think, look, you're plugging something. They're not. You're not an endorser, but he's a friend of
right.
the originator. But I'm wondering if their sales have gone up. And stuff like that. In-home gyms have to be, you know, the way people might be going now, if they're so inclined.
Yeah. I know. But, you know, a lot of people are watching their money right now, so I don't think people are investing anything yet.
Well, you know something? $14 a month is easy enough to do. So, you know, again, if people are saying, I'm going to forfeit my gym membership, $14 a month, but it's the discipline. $14 a month is great. Got to be able to do it every day, you know. And if you of all people are finding it
listen,
hard
I've been
to be
doing
inspired.
It every day. I'm doing it every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know
right.
what it is also.
Right.
I'm seeing. You know, it reminds me of training my clients, and I lose my motivation for that because I'm just so used to training them in that little space that I'm not into it. And again, I don't have heavy weights. I'm so used to heavy weights, and I got to constantly build on that bar, and it's just.
Yeah,
that takes time. It's just, you know, with the gym, everything's there for you. You pick it up, you got you put it down.
I know.
I picked up and I put them down.
But see, that's the whole thing. But I mean, and you could be creative and you know variations and you know, we know different ways of going around an exercise. And if you could get stale, the average person is going to, you know,
it's
probably
stale in the house because there's not much to play with. Right. But you got to do what you got to do. It's the discipline of all these years, you know, and it just, it's in your mind, but it look how far we are, you know, look how healthy we are, thank God, knocking wood.
I think that's a great show for next week, baby doll. Have Tammy Lee on and keep it clicking.
Yes.
Okay, wait, cling to health, baby, hang on. I got it.
Cling.
Wait, you missed
me.
Go ahead. You missed me. There we go. Thank you, Dawn. But I think that's a good show for next week. How is she keeping people inspired? You know, all
keeping
her clientele.
Keeping people inspired
indoors. I think that's it. There's no place like home, especially now. And I think that's really, I think. Hey, wait a second. I think that let's play around with that, and we'll come up with.
You're the pro with that.
Well, I'm just saying, quarantine something. Or no place like home. Or, you know, something like that. We'll figure it out.
Right.
But I think that'll be a good show for. Because she's always asking, you know, I miss you girls, I miss hearing you, you know, so we'll have her on. And we'll just try to keep all of this positive, you know, and being we could do remote shows, we're going
to
do remote shows. That's it. I'd rather
have
you in front of me.
Stay positive. Right.
That's
we
exactly
have to stay
right.
positive. People, stay positive because it's the only thing we have right now.
That's exactly right. And you know what? Bitch and moan, have a bad day. But the next day, you know, like Scarlett O'Hara said, tomorrow's another day. You know, you have a bad day.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Today's
and it's
a different
not tomorrow,
day, right?
That's exactly right. And look, the truth is, if nothing else, everybody knows how the situation is. This is not just getting laid off, some person getting laid off from a job. Everybody is in the same boat. So if we can't, you know, put
the
down
whole
our defenses
world
and
is
just
in the same boat.
Yes.
You know, many people,
yes,
I spoke to that can't leave where they travel to? They're just,
yep,
stuck where,
exactly,
they are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Imagine if you're, if you went away to go on vacation and you can't even go back home.
Mm-hmm.
How do you,
mm-hmm,
how do you,
yeah,
expend that? You know what I'm saying?
Whatever happened to those people on that cruise ship? Did they ever get able to get off and go home? Remember that,
you
that
know,
cruise ship
they,
like last week?
They just never said anything about it anymore. It just,
no, those
dropped.
Are still on there. They're probably
I
still on
not.
There.
I really hope not.
My gosh.
And it's so,
well,
funny
how,
because I just got my passport like 2 weeks ago. I,
oh,
finally got,
honey,
a passport.
I know.
And I can't use it. Imagine,
well,
that. After all these
you
years,
will.
I finally got it.
You will, just not now. It's good to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have.
No,
it's
I
a great
know.
Form
it's
of
good
ID.
For 10 years, so.
Yeah. Look, you might not be able to do it within the next 2 months, but you'll do it. I'd say 6 months
no.
should be fine.
Yeah, I've got no choice.
I don't think it's going to be that long. Yeah, I
hope
think it'll
not.
Be fine.
I really hope not. Otherwise, I'm traveling to the moon.
Well, you can go to London. You can go there.
London? Why, they opened it up?
No, London was the only place that you can go. Italy, places like that. But
now
that
Prince,
but London,
Prince Charles has the COVID.
Oh, that might be different now. That's right.
Yeah.
That might.
That's what
that
I'm saying. Everybody's staying away from London.
He's staying away from the Queen Mother, too. You better believe that.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Course.
Holy moly. But listen, it is what it is. And that's
gonna
our show.
Pass.
It's going to pass. It really is. You want to keep going, baby doll? We'll keep going.
No,
I'll keep riffing with you. That's it.
No, it's going to pass, and that's our show.
It's going to pass, and that's our show, just like our show is going to pass. Our show was good. You're coughing, Alita. I don't like the sound of that cough, Alita.
No, I
had
that.
You okay over there?
The wrong way.
Because you're drinking that wine? Because you're drinking that quarantine with me? Where is it, babe? Okay, wait, hang on. Click, baby. Okay, there we go.
Ready?
That's it. Salute.
What are you drinking, wood?
No, this is my martini glass.
What is it, the plastic?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not,
no, my martini glass that you saw that was filled with water.
I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, that's
right,
the one
right.
That says wild thing. It has all lipstick on it. Yeah,
yeah.
That's my martini glass that I have now. And that's our show, people. And next week, hopefully, Tammy Lee Webb. But you know what? You always feel free to call in. I should have given the number, 347-857-1867, if you just want to vent next week. But we will be on the air next Wednesday at this time. And I'm going to listen to the playback. It sounds like the sound quality was okay, and as long as you could make out what we're saying, you
I
know
think
we're here.
The last half was better. The first half was very garbled, and I hope it's not like that on the show.
Well, I'm going to we'll both listen to the playback after in our separate quarters. We will listen, and if not, listen, we're doing the best we can. We'll get a different headset. We'll get different, I don't know, we'll figure something out. But I want to thank the lovely Lee Ziegelman for writing Shotgun with me for 8 years.
Tori Towers. Yes.
Thank
wow.
you. Thank you. A while. We haven't seen each other, but wow, that was like a stumble.
No, I didn't want to cut you off.
No. See, that's the one thing that's bad. I love.
I know we can't see each other to talk.
That's the whole thing. You know, when we have people calling in, that's fine. But at least I know where you're going. I know by even if you, I know how your body moves when you're about to say something, even if I don't, I'm
mm-hmm.
looking at your face. So yeah,
right.
We're doing the best we can, and people go out there. Do the best you can in all this. It's not easy, but you know what? Mankind has walked through many atrocities, both man-made and of malady, so let's just do the best we can. Alita, darling, love you, and I will see you next week, and everybody just take care of each other. And
one thing before we go.
Oh, yeah, hang on, baby. Let me, I put my go ahead. Go ahead, doll. Salud, mama.
Yeah, all right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take us home, Nina. Bye-bye.